From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands take to the streets of Turkey in support of its president. Turkish citizens packed Ankara's Kizilat Square, downtown Istanbul, and the coastal city of Izmir Saturday night to shout their support for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government after a failed coup attempt by some of the country's military. Crowds waved flags at the late-night rallies and chanted their determination not to let anything or anyone divide the country. 18-year-old Mohammed Kanturk was one of those on the streets in Istanbul.
Turkey is our country, not the enemies. So Erdogan is my leader and I'm proud to be supported.
Nearly 2,900 soldiers and officers who took part in the coup attempt late Friday have been arrested. As many as 2,745 judges allegedly linked to an exiled Muslim cleric have been suspended. Turkish media reported that 140 arrest warrants were issued for members of Turkey's Supreme Court. As many as 265 people died and another 1,400 were wounded in Friday's uprising. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has reaffirmed the United States' support for the democratically elected government in Turkey. Speaking in Luxembourg, Kerry said the Obama administration had not received any requests to extradite Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen. However, he said the United States was willing to assist in legitimate efforts to deal with plotters of Turkey's attempted coup. The State Department says Kerry spoke with his Turkish counterpart Saturday night and urged restraint by the Ankara government and respect for due process as it investigates the coup. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. France's interior minister boosted security measures across the country late Saturday, calling upon thousands of reservists to help in the wake of Thursday's deadly truck attack in Nice. Bernard Cazeneuve said the mobilization will help local police fight terrorism. He said their role will be centered on two fundamental missions. First of all, the control of people at the borders, at toll roads, at flows of people. I remind you that since the return of border controls decided during the night of November 13th, 48 million people have been controlled across all of our land, air, and maritime borders. The Islamic State group, meanwhile, announced earlier in the day Saturday that the 31-year-old Tunisian man who barreled through a holiday crowd with a truck was one of its soldiers. There is no clear connection between Mohamed Boulel and the Islamic State. France began 3 days of national mourning Saturday in memory of the 84 people who died in the attack. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump appeared for the first time with his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, at a rally in New York Saturday. Trump called Pence a man of character, honor, and honesty, and his partner in this campaign.
I would like to introduce a man who I truly believe will be outstanding in every way and will be the next vice president of the United States. Governor Mike Pence. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Pence, who served 6 terms in the House of Representatives before being elected governor in 2012, is a staunch conservative. He once endorsed Trump's opponent Ted Cruz in the primaries, but Saturday he called on Americans to get behind the presumptive Republican nominee.
The American people are tired. We're tired of being told. We're tired of being told that this is as good as it gets. We're tired of having politicians in both parties in Washington, D.C. tell us we'll get to those problems tomorrow.
The announcement comes just 2 days before the Republican National Convention gets underway in Cleveland, Ohio. And President Barack Obama used his weekly media address to reassure Americans after the deadly police shootings of black men in Louisiana and Minnesota and the murders of 5 Dallas policemen in Texas. Mr. Obama said he held conversations with both sides of the divide. He said the issues of race and prejudice go back centuries in America's history, but he called on the country to join together to do right in what he called equal parts of one American family. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.